from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group has been killed in a drone strike in Iraq. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price said that Fadhil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. Price said the strike also killed an Islamic State media operative known as Abu Abdullah. The NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It said he was a primary coordinator for moving large amounts of weapons, explosives, vehicles, and people between Iraq and Syria. Worries about slowing economic growth in China, rising political uncertainty in Greece, and worries about plans to raise U.S. interest rates rattled investors and sparked a global stock sell-off Friday. Major U.S. indexes were down by 3% or more at the close. Europe was off by about the same amount. Key Asian indexes were also hurt. Nick Kolas is the chief market strategist for the Convergex Group.
We've had some tough news. The Chinese economy is probably slowing. The U.S. Federal Reserve is getting more uncertain about when to raise interest rates. But the market's really taken it to a new level by psychologically responding to these inputs and, in fact, getting quite afraid because they don't know what's next.
Investors' mood was darkened by further political uncertainty in Greece as the ruling party called a snap election for next month. Gold, a traditional hedge against economic trouble, saw prices rise as some worried investors sought a safe haven for their money. This is VOA News. U.S. defense officials say annual drills by American and South Korean military forces have resumed despite a dispute that prompted Pyongyang to declare it is in a quasi-state of war. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Asian and Pacific Affairs David Shears said the military exercises resumed as planned, with the U.S. continually monitoring heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula very closely.
The DPRK's provocative actions heighten tensions, and we call on Pyongyang to refrain from actions and rhetoric that threaten regional peace and stability, and we are at one with our ROK ally on this.
The exercises had been temporarily halted earlier this week. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un placed his military forces on high alert Friday and said frontline North Korean units would enter a wartime state within hours. North Korea routinely condemns the allies' annual military exercises and frequently says they amount to a declaration of war against the communist state. Nevertheless, the joint drills usually continue as scheduled. Hundreds of migrants crowded a train station in Macedonia after the government announced that it would allow in a limited number of illegal migrants from what it called vulnerable categories. That came after riot police confronted angry crowds of migrants stranded in a no-man's land at the border with Greece. The Macedonian Interior Ministry said the vulnerable migrants would be assisted in accordance with the state's capacities. It did not say what the vulnerable categories were. The Reuters news agency reported Friday that hundreds of migrants had crossed the border from Greece into Macedonia. Earlier in the day, police used stun grenades and barriers of barbed wire to hold back the crowds of migrants who had surged through during the night, demanding they be allowed to pass through Macedonia to get to European Union countries. And the humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders says that dozens of people, many of them civilians, have been killed in Saudi-led airstrikes in the southern Yemeni city of Taiz. The aid organization says that houses were reduced to rubble and that many of the victims were women and children. The humanitarian organization put the death toll from Thursday's strikes as high as 65. An opposition news agency run by Houthi rebels said that 43 people were killed. There was no immediate comment from the Saudi-led coalition. Doctors Without Borders issued an immediate call on the warring parties to stop attacking civilian targets, including hospitals, ambulances, and densely populated neighborhoods. For more, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.